Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Connie, have you taken Table 2's order yet?
Yep, I have. And you know who they are, don't you?
Well, I know the woman. She's from Patterson's, isn't she? But I can't remember her name.
Well, that's Tina. The Tina.
Oh, that's right. She came to my party.
Did she?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe she did, but I don't remember her being there. I know Kathy was there because she was really friendly to Mike for some odd reason.
Was she now?
Yes. And it was odd seeing them be nice to one another, because normally Mike can't stand her.
Oh, how strange. So, who's the man then?
What, with Tina?
Yeah.
Ah, that's Henry, the store manager.
He looks nice.
Well, Mike says he's nice, but very scatty.
Oh?
Yeah, at first Mike thought he was really good, but the more he sees of him, well, the more he thinks he's just disorganised. He can't believe he's been a manager before.
Oh, yeah, that was on the mainland, wasn't it?
Yeah, Eastbourne. Bournemouth, I think.
So I wonder what those two are talking about.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. The only thing I do know is...
What? What do you know?
Well, Patterson's have builders in at the moment.
Yeah?
Well, you'll never guess who they're using.
No, is it?
It's the Ryans. This chap, Sid someone or other, is the site manager, but the company is owned... by Luke Ryan.
No! You've got to be joking.
No, I'm not. Henry employed them to do some work on a cafe bar type thing that they're supposed to be putting in the shop.
Oh, I see. Well, he can't know what happened to Mike then, can he? Because he wouldn't have employed them if he did.
Well, you wouldn't think so. But maybe Henry doesn't know about it. And anyway, remember Mike was found not guilty?
Oh, I know that, but the Ryans won't think that, will they? No one else was ever charged for it, were they?
No, and I can tell you now, though, Mike's not happy about Henry using them.
So what do you think those two are talking about?
Oh, I don't know. But I do know that Mike has got nothing to do with the work that's being done. And he says that the men come in and don't do anything. They just hang around drinking tea.
Oh, well, we all know why, don't we?
Yes, to get back at Mike.
Oh, it's awful.
I know, and I hate it that Mike's having to work with that lot.
But he's not really working with them, is he?
No, but they're in the same shop. Can you imagine how he feels about that?
Well, maybe Henry and Tina are trying to find a way to get rid of them.
What, all six of them?
I don't mean kill them off.
No, I know that. Well, I reckon Tina's edging her way in somehow with an ulterior motive. She always does.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I bet you now she's saying that she'll sort it all out somehow.
Well, how could she do that?
I don't know. Look, I'll serve that table if it's okay with you. Yas can cover table one instead.
Yeah, okay, that's fine by me. But you let me know if you hear anything, won't you?
Are you sure you don't want some cake?
No, thanks. A coffee will be fine.
Okay. So you said that you might be able to help me. Help me out. What do you mean by that?
Well, Henry, you've got to admit, the builders you're using are rubbish.
Well... they're not as good as I'd hoped they'd be.
They're rubbish, Henry. And they're the Ryans. So it's not going to get any better.
Oh, so you have heard of them, have you?
Yes, of course I have. Everyone has.
Well, I hadn't.
No, obviously not. And it's a pity you didn't ask someone's advice first. You know, you can always talk to me about anything.
Oh, thanks, Tina. That's so good of you. So come on then. How can you help me?
Well, I know someone who's an extremely good builder. And he's just had a job fall through. So he could do the work for you now.
Oh, I see. But I've employed the Ryans to do it.
Well, pay them off. It'd be cheaper to do that in the long term. And if you use this chap, the job will get done. And then Matthew will see that you've used your initiative in problem solving.
Well, I don't want to have to admit to them that there is a problem.
Well, we all know it's not going well. And it'd be better to do something now rather than leave it until it's too late. If you stick with these people, it'll be a disaster. It will take ages. And if they ever do finish the work, it will look awful.
Oh, dear, this is a right nightmare.
Well, that's just it. If you got rid of them, Matthew would see that you showed true allegiance to Patterson's.
Oh, it's a bit over the top, isn't it?
No. My course says it's essential to do that. And then management will feel that everyone does their best for the company. And seeing that Matthew is in charge, I think you should do just that.
Well, yes, I suppose he is. And I do like working at Patterson's, but I don't feel a huge sense of loyalty to the company.
Oh, you better be careful who you say that to. Matthew wouldn't be at all pleased to hear that.
Well, I've only told you.
So, do you want me to phone the builder? He could probably start on Monday.
But that's the day after tomorrow.
That's right. And he'll work in the evenings when we're shut, so he won't disturb the customers. And he'll probably be all done in a couple of days.
How does he know that? He hasn't seen the plan.
I know, but I've told him what needs to be done.
I see.
So, do you want to phone him or me? I've got his number here if you want it.
But that means I'll have to tell Luke tomorrow. And that I don't need him anymore.
That's right.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
Henry, you don't have a choice. Look, whatever they do, the work will be shoddy. And they're only doing that to get back at Mike.
Mike? Mike, what's he got to do with it?
Oh, you don't know, do you?
Know what? What are you on about?
Hasn't anyone told you that Mike was involved in a hit and run? And the chap died. And that person was Luke's dad.
What? Oh, I don't believe this. Are you telling me that Mike is on time?
Well, no. Actually, he was found not guilty. But you know what it's like. There's always a degree of doubt, isn't there? And I know some people still think he did it.
Tina, if you went to court and was found not guilty, that's it. He did not do it.
Well, the Ryans think he did. So there.
Oh, good morning, Henry. Oh, thanks. Just ignore me. I don't care.
Good morning, Henry.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you don't sound so good. Should you be in work?
Yes, I'm all right. I just had a bad night's sleep, is all.
Ah, too many in the fox, eh?
I didn't go drinking. I've just got a lot on my mind. That's all.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, to add to your problems, Sid phoned. Said they'd be in late this morning. The van's broken down.
Oh! Did they give you a time that they'll be in?
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's not going all that well, is it?
No.
Bet you wish you hadn't used them, don't you?
Yes, to be honest, I do. And of course, I didn't know the history behind them then.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Tina said...
Oh, what? Come on, what did she say?
Well, she happened to mention the hit-and-run incident.
Oh, I see.
And you, it seems, went to court because of it.
Yes, and I was found not guilty. Get it? I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, I believe you. These things happen. But it must have been a terrible thing to go through.
Well, yeah, of course it was. But, well, it's all behind me now.
But, she said the Ryans still think you did it.
Look, I don't care what the Ryans think. And, if you remember, I was the one who told you from the start that you shouldn't use them.
Yes, but you didn't say why.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it? You're stuck with them, mate.
Well, I'm not, actually. I'm going to pay them off.
You're doing what?
Yes, I'm going to phone Luke this morning and cancel the contract.
You're joking. They won't come in today if you do that. And you do realise there'll be a cancellation fee, don't you?
Won't. Of course there won't.
Oh, I bet there is. I'd have a look at the contract if I was you. And I'm warning you, for your own sake, don't upset them, whatever you do.
Well, what the hell am I supposed to do then? They're not doing their job properly, but for you. You see, don't give them...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying be careful. They're not the sort of people you want to upset, right?
Oh, do you know what? I might just go and see Matthew about this, and I'll explain to him and see what he says.
What? And tell him everything?
Yes. If the Ryans are that bad, I want out. Matthew can make him sort it out from now on.
You can't do that. You'll lose your job.
Well, you know what? At this particular moment, I don't care. I'm fed up with it all. I don't want to be dealing with blooming crooks.
Oh, well, it's a bit late for that. Look, you got yourself into this mess. You get yourself out of it. Don't go running to Matthew. He won't want to know. You're the one who's got to deal with it. And anyway, Matthew would be pleased to hear that you'd sorted it all out.
But the Ryans will hate me.
Well, yeah, probably. So, join the club.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.